This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and since March 7th is Maurice Ravel's birthday, today and tomorrow we'll be listening to his string quartet. Ravel lived in Paris around the turn of the 20th century, which was a pretty exciting time, both good and bad, for Paris and the world in general. The world was getting smaller. People could experience other cultures much more easily than before. Many European countries had become empires, holding colonial territories, and those brought new and interesting ideas back to Europe as well. But at the same time, there were growing nationalist movements around the continent, and all of those factors heavily influenced the music of the era. They would also bring about World War I, but that's a little later. This string quartet in particular is an interesting mix of old and new, something that Ravel was a master of. The first movement has a particular structure that composers had been using since the mid-1700s. It starts off with a theme that's introduced, they play around with it a little bit, then introduce another theme, do the same thing, play around with it a little bit. The middle section is both of those themes being what's called developed. They start really messing around with them, making all kinds of variations to the point where sometimes it's actually hard to hear those original melodies. They get twisted and turned all over the place. And then at the end, they come back pretty much the same as at the start, a kind of a loop back around. Listen carefully to that first theme and to the rhythm. It's pretty distinctive, and if you key in on that opening rhythm, it's a lot easier to hear it again as it goes through all the variations. When Ravel was a teenager, the Universal Exposition was held in Paris. This was a huge event that brought people and things from all over the world to Paris, and Ravel was captivated by some of the new sounds he heard. In particular, there's a kind of ensemble in Java in Indonesia. It's called a gamelan. It's kind of hard to describe, so I'll just play a quick section of what one would sound like. Ravel was really interested in that sound, and it stayed with him throughout his life. When you listen to the second movement today, think about that sound and that texture, and you can hear it right at the start of that movement. Again, there are two themes in that second movement, but they're not treated exactly the same way as in the first movement. The first theme is quite striking. It's all plucked rather than using the bow. That's called pizzicato, musical term, that method. And it starts out fast and furious. The second theme is bowed. It actually sounds a little like the second theme in the first movement. And there's a slower section in the middle, then everything ramps up again to finish it off with these two themes coming right back around. Here's musicians from Marlborough, a live performance from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum with the first and second movements of Ravel's string quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love the contrast between the plucking and the bowing you can hear in that movement. Ravel had a great command of texture. The first and second movements of Ravel's string quartet there, a piece that got very mixed reviews when it premiered. His teacher didn't even really like it, but Debussy told Ravel not to change a note. It was perfect. I agree with Debussy, but I'm pretty biased towards Ravel. I love his music. Thanks to the musicians from Marlborough and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum for making that performance available. You can visit gardnermuseum.org to hear more of their live recordings. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll listen to the third and fourth movements of Ravel's string quartet. See you then.